Hello, Foul Monkeys fans. You have spent your whole life listening to this show, enjoying it to the point of returning to listen every time a new episode comes out. Yet, you don't seem to share the laughter with other people. You keep it to yourself for your own selfish pleasure. The device that you are wearing contains 2 6-inch stainless steel rods that are set to be driven into your eye sockets and straight into your brain, instantly killing you. The only way to stop the device from impaling both eyes and your brain is to tell 10 people about the show you have been so selfishly keeping to yourself. Laugh or die. The choice is yours. Time starts now.
Told me to show, he told me he was looking for the force, and it was like a pedophilic thing. And he's like, stop the cameras, and Dave's like, keep rolling, and he does the rolling thing.
He's like,
yeah, there you go. It's a little slow, like the delay, but it's cute.
Right.
So just do that so we don't have to be like, oh, we're recording.
Okay, well, we've been recording for like 30 seconds now.
Oh, well, shit. Well, you can edit, what? Right?
Yeah, I can edit it out.
Okay. All right, so welcome to Foul Monkeys, episode 70. Stephanie. I am Herb.
And this is Ricky.
And apparently I'm the new or temporary co-host because things have happened with other people. And yeah, I'm happy to be here. Hey, hey.
I can't seem to get anyone to stay on the show for some reason. I guess maybe I'm boring or something.
Nah, I just think people don't like to commit to cool stuff. They're like, oh, it's not going to work. Oh, it's not going to last. You know how it is about people with stuff.
Actually, they complain that nobody ever contacts us.
Oh, really?
So when they don't get any feedback, they just quit because they feel like it's, you know, it's not worth the free work that we do, that we put right. out for these people.
Right. Well, it's like, you know, how did Howard Stern and things like that get started?
Because he's, he's crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, nobody liked him at first because everybody was like, oh, you're going way over the line, you're sexual, you're risque, you're, profane, blah, 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 get off the air. But, you know.
That's true. I think he's a little bit worse than us, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, it's because he has, go ahead.
I was going to say, our show, or Foul Monkeys, I should say, it's a little risque sometimes.
Yeah, but we don't have, stripper, celebrities coming in and showing us their boobs over there.
Maybe we should.
We should. We should be like, hey, Samantha, get your country ass over here.
show us your tig bitties.
Show us your watermelon and fried chicken. And Kool-Aid.
Or maybe we need to get some men to show their balls up in here.
Yeah, what flavor do you like Kool-Aid, Ricky?
I was going to say watermelon, but I think that's kind of rude. So.
Yeah. No, but what flavor, remember? What flavor is the best flavor of Kool-Aid?
Is that in a song?
No, it's a color, remember? Remember you were telling me, you're like, 10 things white people know that black people don't know. The red is not a Kool-Aid flavor, you know?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, you were telling me. You were telling me there was some joke thing. Or maybe, no. I'm retarded. It was my friend Rob. Never mind. He was telling me he read this thing. It was like 10 things white people know that black people don't know. And their thing, you know, one of them was like, red is not a Kool-Aid flavor.
Oh, okay.
You know, just funny shit like that. No, but I do the same thing. I'm like, oh shit, man, I want some Hawaiian punch, dude. Let me get some blue, you know?
Well, that's like Samantha, or my, I don't know. Yeah, it's Samantha. She'll say it, and also my friend Sherry. Like, they'll say, I want a Coke,
Oh,
but they really want a
yeah.
Mountain Dew.
Right, yeah, Coke. I use that too, totally. That's totally like a Southern thing, because like in the Midwest, they'll say pop or they'll say soda or whatever, but
I
I
usually say
always like
soda.
Coke.
It's a big debate in the United States, apparently.
Yeah, I know. It's like, who cares, man? So, what has been going on with you? How's school?
School's been out for me for a while, but it's starting back on Monday and it sucks.
Cool.
I just spent $521.87 on used books.
Ouch, that's like how much my old car cost.
Which one, the
It's like,
painted one?
yeah, the graffiti one. We should put pictures of that on the website.
That's hot.
Yeah, foulmonkeys.com, everybody. I gotta do a little plug
Uh-oh.
here and there. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm on
All
top of
professional. Well,
it.
some listeners may not know, but Herb is ac was actually on the show before. He was on it in September twice in 1 week, and he was also on it a couple times before that because he actually called into our hotline, you know, like most of you don't. So, and that's how we discovered Herb.
Right.
So, you know, if you call in, maybe one day you can like actually be called and like we'll have you like on the show or something.
Yeah, I got a hold of Ricky and Gina, and I called up, and I did the. What's that map thing? Is it Frapper?
The Frapper map, but we took it off because it sucks.
Ah, shit. All right, well,
It
then that
doesn't work
works.
right.
But,
Maybe you can get it to work right.
that would be cool. But yeah, I told Ricky I would help him revamp his show because Gina is not a part of it anymore and Samantha is here and there, and I figured, hey, you know, I need to help out. And I'm fairly good at web-based stuff and sound stuff and electronics as a whole. So yeah, we're gonna have a new website going on, we're gonna have a new MySpace going on, and I'm gonna try to create some new intros. I'm gonna try to rekindle my relationship with my saxophone that I learned in school band
Oh
back
my
in the.
God, you played saxophone?
Yeah, saxophone. And I know how to play the keyboard, and I know how to play the drums, kind of, sort of, for all of them. I'm all like, you know, okay at all of them. So I figured, hey, if I put them all together and put them on separate tracks, I can make a kick-ass intro for you guys. I don't
Yeah,
know,
because
maybe
we
we
need
can.
it.
Yeah, maybe we can get Rui Cub on here again, and he can do one of his like sexy little intros, and I can do the saxophone all like Kenny G, and we can make it into like a porno commercial, like, you know,
I
if you want
know,
to see,
right?
you have to come inside, like one of those commercials.
Well, like I would love to use Rory Cubs, you know, the intro that he made for us, but since Gina's not on the show anymore and it has her on it, you know, it doesn't make any sense to do that.
Right.
So, I
Well,
need some new shit.
I'm sure you could persuade him to make another intro with some dirty pictures or something. Perhaps, maybe in the parking lot or something.
Uh-oh. You know he's coming down here for spring break or to Fort Lauderdale.
Oh shit, he's gonna have to do an intro and like a strip tease for us. We'll have the Rui Cub strip tease on Foul Monkeys, everyone. I'm not making any promises, but that's my forecast.
I'm supposed to go down there and hang out with him and James during that spring break, so I think we're supposed to do a show together or something all together, so
Right.
I don't know, we'll see. But once Rui Cub gets down there, he might be a little bit too wild and don't have, you know, he may not have time for us.
Yeah, he might be a drunk motherfucker.
He might
Like,
like
totally.
have all the boys around. He's gonna
Right.
steal my thunder.
Aww. So, New Year's resolutions. New Year's was just the other day, 4 days ago. I can't believe it. It feels like, honestly, it feels like it's not even 2000, but 2007. And at the same time, it feels like New Year's was already months ago. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But,
That's because we start celebrating Christmas like in September.
no shit,
So by
man.
the time November comes around, it feels like New Year's.
Yeah, I work at Wally World. I work at Walmart, and we had Christmas music like on Halloween. It was like, what is going on? So I was already tired of, you know, I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus because I heard it like 50 fucking times when I was working in the freezer.
Or what's the other one? Santa Baby. Santa Baby. Baby. I'm like, ugh.
It's Eartha Kitt, man.
Oh, no, shit. We didn't have that version. We had something like...
like Rod Stewart or something?
No, it was a woman, but it wasn't Eartha Kitt. It was like a little girl singing it or something.
Ooh, I don't know. It could be Eartha Kitt. She has a weird... she has a strange voice. You know, she was like... it's funny, I was reading up about her, and apparently she's Catwoman. Well, yeah, but I mean, she, like... She made some remark about... I can't think of the president because I'm not good with history. But anyway, whatever president was in office, I can't remember who it was, but she went to some congressional, like, ceremony event kind of thing. And she was there, and because, you know, she was famous for being this actress and whatever. And, you know, that was the first time I've ever said actress instead of actor. My mom used to fucking slap my wrist for that shit all the time.
Oh, really?
Actress, Cedric, actress! But, anyway, so... this was like during the Vietnam War and all that, and she was like, you know, if you wouldn't be drafting and sending all these kids away to the war, then maybe they wouldn't be smoking pot as much as they do. And she like offended the president and the first lady, and she like broke into tears and all this stuff. It was like this huge deal. So Eartha Kitt is a rebel badass, man. She's
who
like,
was
original.
It, Nixon?
Let me look it up. But, yeah, I guess it probably would have had to have been Nixon, because she's like 70 or 80 something. But yeah, man, she's like the original rebel, dude. She's like Rosa Parks all over again.
Oh, damn.
Or some shit, I don't know.
Rosa Parks all over again.
Yeah, she's like early Billy Idol, you know, with the rebel, yeah.
You're stupid.
Okay, so New Year's. My resolution, honestly, this New Year's is, as probably most of you know, I have come into a relationship with a very special guy. I'm not saying any names or anything, but he lives in Florida, and he has his own podcast, and he's a famous podcast star. And,
who
well,
is it? Oh my god, I'm on on the edge of my seat.
I don't know, it could be James. I mean...
Oh!
He is a sexy bitch from all those pictures I saw at the Bearapalooza. But anyway, so, well, one of my resolutions is honestly to try to get that into motion and make it work. It's a big commitment, but I'm young, I'm fairly hip, and I've recently come into some money through badass parents and hard work. So, yeah. That's one of my things. The other thing is to, well, I'm pretty much kind of a take charge guy when it comes to certain things. I generally don't take crap, and I'm like, this is, you know, take me or leave me, hate me or love me, fuck off, whatever. But it's really easy to take crap from people you love and people you know, like, really well, because it's like, oh, you know, it's my best friend, it's cool, whatever, you know, whatever, that's just how they are. But this year, I'm like, fuck that, man. I'm gonna be like, yo, this is how it goes. Motherfucker, I'm not taking shit. And I'll stop hitting the counter, too.
Yeah, because they can hear that.
Yeah, I know. That's my emphasis.
You sound so professional. You're making me sick.
Making me sick?
Yeah.
Well, I could go further and actually make you sick. We could get all romantic and shit.
Oh, no. They don't need to hear that, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do an outtake of one of our conversations on the phone.
Ooh, an outtake. I don't think it'll be very funny. I think it'll be more like arousing or some shit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We can post it on Bigger City. We'll get tons of
and Bear 411.
Yeah, no shit. So yeah, I'm trying to read about the Eartha Kitt thing.
Well, my New Year's resolution is not to do one because I don't want to set myself up for disappointment.
That's true.
No, I have a couple, like, also to work on my new relationship that I have with someone that lives out in Arizona who is 21 and sexy and cute. And also to try to study and work hard in school. Right. And that's about it. And keep working and Working on my relationship.
You're still going. I mean, you're going to be a teacher. So what? You just got a diploma or a degree, or what'd you do?
I got my associates.
Okay, in business, right?
No, liberal arts.
Oh, okay. And now you're going for the full business?
Right, I'm going for my business and bachelor's.
Cool.
And after that, I'm going to be certified as a teacher. I can't go through school to be a teacher because at the end of the last semester, I have to be a student teacher for 3 months, and I cannot work. And wow. A lot of you people know that
you people
disgust me.
You 100.7 listeners of this.
Right, that's...
Dude, we're going to get more, I promise. Bitches, listen, support us, it'll be cool. I promise I'll have a kick-ass website and a kick-ass MySpace and a kick-ass intro. And I might be actually getting some hand drawings and some web help from our very own Joe Garcia, who lives in, I think he lives in Houston now, in Texas.
Is it anyway, Austin or Houston?
You know, it probably is Austin, because Austin's the big music capital, and he's really into music, and that's just a totally harebrained theory. But Joe is a really cool guy. He goes by Homage to Death online, and I wanted to give him a shout-out today, because I know he's having kind of a rough time with relationships and stuff. And he's a really cool guy. He told me he would help me out, because I'm not terribly skilled when it comes to art. So we're going to have like a mascot and everything. It's going to be the bomb.
Well, he's really cute, though.
Yeah, he is. He's totally cute. He's like, don't fucking mac on my man, motherfucker. I will cut you like a motherfucking Puerto Rican bitch.
And then he's like, the end.
Yeah, I know. He's like, unless I know you, and then we're cool.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit, man.
So if you're my best friend, hit on my boyfriend.
Shit. Okay, so here it goes. Eartha Kitt. The White House in 1968, she goes, I'm a mother and I know the feeling of having a baby come out of my gut. I have a baby and then you send him off to war. No wonder the kids rebel and smoke pot. That's what she said in front of like the president and the whole White House. And it was like, oh my God, because you know, everybody was all about going to war. Well, except for the hippies, but yeah, crazy shit, dude.
I don't think that's bad.
Yeah, it's actually not that bad, but it's like, you know, of course, like some first lady bitch is going to be like, oh my God, you don't support our country. Oh. Just like that.
So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
exactly,
you're going to teach writing, which I know you talked about this before, but I like to refresh, I guess. You want to teach writing to younger children?
Not writing, elementary school.
Okay, so just like... Typical, because I don't know how it works. I mean, let me know. I mean, are teachers just like teachers, or do they have like an elementary school?
Well, elementary school teachers, they teach every subject.
Okay.
So they just teach, you know, like the elementary portion, though. So you do teach writing, you teach reading, you teach basic math. Elementary school goes from kindergarten to sixth grade.
Okay.
So, you know, depending on what grade you're teaching is what you're going to be, you know, teaching to the child.
Right on. I liked elementary school. That was probably my favorite. Well, I don't know. The end of high school was really rad, but elementary school just has, like, this charm that you can't get back, you know, that, like, it never exists again in your life because you're only, you know, in third and fourth grade, like, one time, and it's like a time of your life that you can't redo. And, like, high school, I feel like some people are still in high school.
Right.
You know, with the way they act and the way they do stuff. So it's like, you know, even people in college and even people in their 40s, you know, are still in high school mentally, I feel. So,
I thought elementary school was cool because you got to take a nap.
Oh, no shit. And you got, like, snack time.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, here, fruit roll-ups and Nutri-Grains. I used to eat Nutri-Grains like they were crack. I mean...
And it was, like, one time when I was, I think it was kindergarten or first grade, you know, because you have show and tell in elementary school. So I decided to bring
this... Did you show and tell something? You're like, oh shit, I did. How does he know?
No, it's funny because I actually brought a dead snake in a jar for show and tell.
Ooh. Did the kids think it was a penis? Oh, no. Nobody knows what a penis is at that point.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you see Kindergarten Cop?
I was just going to say that.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
I love vagina. That's such a funny-ass word. You'd think I was straight because I sound straight and I just said I love vagina, but I promise I like the penis.
You do. But, I can't tell.
Yeah, Ryan can either. Ryan, our other guest on this show, the crazy Arnold George Bush guy, he was like, this is kind of a funny story and semi-personal. So I went to visit Ricky Ricardo, as we all know, in September. It was like the last week in September. And I was staying with Ricky, and, you know, I was listening to the show and whatever. And so I met Ryan, and we started to do a podcast with Ryan and Fur and Gina. And later, Ryan was like, you know, Ryan just assumed that I was just, like, some listener from Arizona that came all the way out here and, you know, like, slept in the same bed as Ricky and just, like...
Well, you really have to say what happened before they got here. What the situation was.
Well, I don't remember.
What do you mean you don't remember?
I don't remember. Like, I can't talk about this on the air.
Oh.
I don't know. But anyway, it was just funny because he was like, you know, he just thought I was just some, like, fucking dedicated as hell listener. Like, I came all the way out of here to, like, you know, stay with the guy that, like, does this show. And I don't know, it was just like, no, dude, I'm gay. He's like, you know, later he was like, really? So, But he's cool. He's funny as fuck, and he looks so much like Ryan Dunn, just like James was saying on the Bear podcast.
Everybody says that.
Yeah. So, the randomness. I was looking up Ryan Adams, which Ryan Adams is the bomb, and dude, he is a hard worker. I hope someday to be as fucking hard pressed as that. He like dropped out of high school at the age of 16, and he started making music, and within, like, I mean, I guess since, like, I think within 10 years or something, or maybe it was, like, 8 years or something, he put out, like, 8 albums solo, and then he had a bunch of albums with other people.
Oh my gosh, he's like Mariah Carey.
Yeah, I know. Except he can't go 8 octaves. He can go about, like, you know, 1.5 or something.
Right.
But he's a really cool guy. It's funny, I have, like, I only have one album of his, and the one that I have is Rock and Roll, and it's fucking Rock and Roll. And it's funny, because when I met you, you had, like, every album except that album, and you showed me some of his other stuff, and I was like, who the fuck is this Toby Keith motherfucker? Because it was all country and shit.
It's folk.
Yeah, it's folk, you know, but it was just like, what? And I guess that's because Rock and Roll is his only album that's really like that, so... But everybody should listen to Ryan Adams. He's really cool. A bunch of his songs are on the OC and a bunch of other shows, commercials, and yeah, 6 Feet Under, Friday Night Lights, Euro Trip.
You know the CD he came out with. I think it was. I don't know if you've seen it. The one where he's like in blue jeans and he's front of the American flag or whatever.
Yeah,
and
gold.
And it has that song New York on it.
Yeah.
Well, the video for that song was the last art. It was the last, the Twin Towers. That was the last thing that was filming the Twin Towers before they went down.
Wow. So
his video,
like the last actual recording of the
Twin Towers. Film. Right.
Wow.
As being used professionally.
That is crazy. Someone is at my door, but I'm too busy recording a podcast, bitch. So I'm
is it one of your friends?
I have no idea, but, we
you
have
want
this
to pause
bitch.
It.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, hold on.
With the car crash, actually, which I'm going to talk about.
Okay. Well, I had it on pause, so it kind of, it stopped recording.
Okay.
So, what are you doing?
Oh, we're good?
Yeah, we're good. We're going.
Okay. So, somebody was just at my door. We have this, like, gigantic cowbell in front of my door. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like you run for the border like Taco Bell. It's funny. It's huge. And, I think that was this guy who lives down the street who, believe it or not, everybody, Glendale, Arizona, northwest of Phoenix, like the eve of Christmas Eve, or actually technically it was Christmas Eve at about 2:30 in the morning, somebody drove a Corvette into my house. Not like into, like I was, you know, in bed and all of a sudden, you know, my ass was full of like exhaust pipe, but it
That's
was
hot.
Like, yeah, it is hot. I was sitting on my laptop, and it was like 2 in the
And I had just called you, like, right when it happened.
Yeah. And I was just sitting here, and I heard this, like, screech and a crash, and my house shook. And I'm like, what the fuck? And all the lights turned off, and everything turned off. So I run outside with my baseball bat, because I'm like, bitches. And my mom's like, you know, hold on, don't go out there, you know, be careful, blah, blah, blah. And
exactly neighbor, like that.
Exactly like that. My neighbor is, I guess he used to be like a private investigator or something, so he had his gun and he's like, don't move! And some kids ran a Corvette into my house. The kid was in the car and he was trying to reverse and get it out. And it's like, dude, you just, you know, ran like a brand new Corvette into a house. You're not going to get away. It's done. And his back tire was like slanted sideways as if you know, Corvettes were made with four-wheel drive. It was fucking crazy. So we hit the electrical box and the cable box and my house and went through my yard and fucked up the car. So long story short, it was on the news. I did a whole interview thing because I really want to like influence the city to put some speed bumps in my damn neighborhood, because people go like 60 down my road and, you know, there's kids here and stuff, and I sound like an old fogey at 21, but it's true. I mean, we need them. You know, I don't want to bust out of my skateboard and just get hit by a car on the way to work in front of my house. Unless it's funny, because if it's funny, then it's okay.
No, that's not funny.
Yeah, no, it's not funny at all. So he hit the house, he got taken away in handcuffs, and those people down the street from me, man, it's like 4 kids who are all like 23, 25, and they live on a house on a golf course in a zip code. By the way, my mom told me this the other day. Our zip code, 85308, has like more millionaires living in that zip code than any other zip code in the entire Arizona.
Wow.
Which is freaking crazy. And it's funny, because we're like not rich people. Like we're definitely, I mean, we're good. We're fine. We're comfortable. But like our house is probably the least expensive house in the whole neighborhood. And of course they had to hit ours.
Right.
So they broke like the side of the wall. And we went out there, and there's a bunch of guys, and I guess the driver's older brother, he made some comments that I couldn't quite understand because I had just woken up, and it was basically alluding to the fact that it might have been a stolen car because it had like dealership license plates on it. So this is a car that like they either went to the dealership right then and drove it off the lot, or they have somebody in the business. He said it was his boss's car, so but it was just shady, and you know, kids my age living in a house like that, even with 4 of them, I mean, nobody can afford that unless you're a doctor or, you know, whatever else all these people do around here.
Right.
So, just kind of shady, but yeah, they hit my house. The house is all right. There's a big crack in the ceiling that runs down the garage, but everybody was all right. Thank Jesus. Thank Jesus.
Thank Jesus Christo.
Jesus Christo. And, God, I sound like, what's his name? Wilmer Valderrama, uh-huh. Yeah. From fucking what you know,
that 70s show.
Yeah. Oh my Which, god! And go ahead.
No.
He has a side note. He has this show called Yo Mama on MTV, mm-hmm. Which I know, like most retarded thing ever. But seriously, people, it's funny as hell. Watch it. It's stupid. It's bad. But as TV goes, it's actually probably a pretty damn genius show. I mean, I used to. It's like, wow, if I can make $1,000 saying jokes that I used to use in the 6th grade, fuck yeah, I would do it.
Mm-hmm.
People are winning like Nintendo DSs and PSPs and shit on that show. It just comes out of his pocket, I guess. I mean, I don't know what his motivation is.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
MTV's paying for that crap.
Yeah, they were like, here, Spanish guy, have a show. Mm-hmm. He's like, okay. Oh, go ahead.
Was the person that was at your door, was it the person that hit your car or house or something?
I'm not sure, but that just, I don't know, randomly that kind of just reminded me of the whole incident. Okay. And I think, honestly, it probably was, because I know he and my mom are trying to get a hold of each other to work out the insurance thing, because basically he owes us a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows it, and it was on the news, so there's no way they're going to get out of it. And, I don't know, though, it was just a really shady operation. We were up for like 4 hours in the morning, the electricity was out, and the older brother of the guy who hit our house kept saying, oh, don't worry about it, you know, don't report us, don't press charges.
What?
You know, tell me what you need, I'll write a check for it, I'll take care of the whole thing. It's like, I'm like, motherfucker, you are 24, you do not have $33,000, you know, or however much it is. But it's like, when you think about it, he has to pay for the cable company, the electric company, the house, the yard, and the car. Mm-hmm. And this is like a $40,000 car because it's a brand new Corvette, or, you know, plus. So, I don't know, you know, he was trying to, like, bribe us, and it was like, dude, you know, there's a cop right there. I'm going to, like, handcuff your chubby ass. And he wasn't cute.
Oh, he was chubby, but he was cute.
No, it didn't help.
Because, you know, we know you like the chubby boys, right?
Oh, I love the chubby boys. Like peaches and cream.
Chubby boys. So, chubby boys do it better.
No. Chubby boys do it longer.
Do what longer?
Eat.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad I can make fun of my fat self.
Oh, hush, you look fine. You and Lewis, too. And Joe, actually. And James. All you guys are fucking hot motherfuckers. It was crazy. I was like, oh my god, Foul Monkeys. Cute talk show host. I need to get to know him.
Shut up.
So
maybe on the next show we can tell everybody how everything progressed between us.
That depends on if they want to know, because they might start vomiting all over the place like Stan on South Park, you know?
That's true, but we're not going to know, because it's not like they're going to get back to us.
Yeah, but they could do... Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean... That's bad.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe we can motivate them with something. I don't know. I have seemingly... semi-hot pictures. I don't know. I'm just joking because I don't really know. But I don't know.
I have so, seemingly hot pictures.
I have no comment on that.
You don't want your boys showing off, right? Everybody want your boy, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty cool. It's like, damn right, man. That is my boy. Bitch.
Bitch.
So the car hitting my house was kind of a funny Christmas present, but, you know, it was funny. I walked out when the car hit the house of my mom, and I was like, oh, mom, you got me a car! I was like, oh my god, I've been waiting this forever! Yeah. She's like, Cedric, that's not funny!
Exactly like that.
But, yeah, she laughed her ass off, so, but, you know. I feel bad for... Well, I don't really, but, you know, I'm sure that guy had a good Christmas in jail, bitch. Mm-hmm. I guess he had never driven a stick... Droven? And I guess he never driven a stick before, so he starts out on a Corvette.
Or,
and kills.
Like, that's crazy.
So, but yeah, so that was Christmas. Christmas was good, though. Spent a lot of time with a lot of people. New Year's, I went down to the Fiesta Bowl block party, and I guess Boise, Idaho, they won against Oklahoma in football, and I totally don't follow sports, so I'm sure everybody's going to be like, psst, it's this team, but I don't know.
Not really, because most of my listeners are gay, and they probably don't watch football. So.
That's true. I think it was the Broncos and the Sooners, Schooners, Spooners, Spooners? That'd be hot.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard of the Spooners.
But yeah, it was a really big deal to see Third Eye Blind play, which everybody was like, this band is still around? I'm like, dude, fuck yeah, man, they're cool. And Vanessa Carlton was there, and yes, she did ride her piano through the street.
For real?
And, well, she rid it, like, on the stage. It, like, moved and stuff. It was funny.
Okay.
I had to make fun of it, though, because it's just, like, I don't know. It looks funny when you're riding things down the streets that you shouldn't ride down the street, you know? It makes me, like, you know, in that San Francisco video where she's riding down... The Thousand Miles song, and she's like
making our way back home.
And when I'm watching her roll down the street in this piano, I almost want to start singing that little Beverly Hills Cop like jingle, like, you know, because it's like, it's just like, who rides a piano down the street? What are you doing?
Right.
But it's cool. She's pretty talented, and it was fun. There was like a carnival there. All the stores were open. All the radio stations were there. It was way too busy, but it was fun. So, what did you do?
We already talked about that, James and I, the last podcast.
Oh, I need to...
You know, because you don't listen. Yeah.
I'll start listening now that I'm on it, you know.
Of course.
Oh, and that's actually something else I wanted to touch on was...
Touch this.
Oh. I was about to start saying an MC Hammer. Ding, no, no, no. So Nard, who does the Bear podcast, you know, the podcast for Bears and Cubs, which I can't do that accent totally not as well as James.
But James can.
Yeah, dude, it's funny shit. Dude, his podcast is cool. I gave a listen, and as a shout out to Nard, your podcast is cool. Right on, man. I love his little, like, intermission, little middle thing where he does, like, the music jingle. That, you know, it's just, like, it's very simple, but it, like, works. Like, his whole thing works. It's really cool. And you guys are funny as hell. And he was like, oh, my God, that was, you know, my that most was... raunchy show.
Yeah, I know. I was like, it wasn't even raunchy.
Yeah, it's like, dude, I've had raunchier pillow talk than that.
Oh, damn. I don't know cool. what you're talking about.
I'm not talking about you.
What?
I'm just playing. But, you know, I guess he's got kind of like a... It's funny because it's like a Bear and Cub podcast, but he's kind of got like a nice, good, almost like a family fun kind of feel to it, where it's like not risque and not over the top. And that's... I don't know how he maintains that balance, because...
Me either. The minute you say can't do it.
Well, yeah, but it's like, you know, the minute you say Bears and Cubs, you're automatically like killing Christians, killing, you know, Republicans and
skinny people.
Yeah, killing people.
I said killing skinny children. People.
Skinny people? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Except for the ones that love them.
Oh yeah.
The Except and the what are they called? Bear admirers.
Actually, you know, some guy gave me, like, the rundown definition. I think I should plug his name just because I want to make fun of him. But he was cool. I can't remember what his name is now. I met him on, it's like Bear WWW. And his name is, like, Goatee something. He's from Canada. Nice guy. But it was funny. He had, like, definitions. He was like, all right.
A beaver the reason... is...
Yeah, he's like a wolf, an otter. No, he's like, so we have search engines for a reason, guys. So if you're not a motherfucking chaser or admirer or a bear or chub or whatever, then don't put that you are a motherfucking bear or chub or admirer or whatever. Because when I look for people and they tell me they're a chaser and they're really an admirer, he like got upset, you know, because...
What's the difference?
Yeah, apparently a chaser is a thin... moderately hairy or hairless guy who enjoys the company and, you know, sexual relation, a chubby and or bear guy. An admirer is someone who enjoys the company of, like, muscle bears and, like, daddy bears and stuff like that. That's how he put it. And I'm like, well, dude, I just put myself as an admirer because generally... I don't like to associate myself with the stereotype that chasers are identified with, you know, like, like
heartbreakers,
well, pimps, you know, like skinny gay pimps. And I'm not a skinny gay pimp at all.
You're just skinny and gay.
I can pimp slap a bitch, but I cannot. You know,
oh,
yeah. But he gave me the rundown. He's like, no, you're not an admirer. If you don't like muscle bears, you're not an admirer. And it's like, all right, well, shit, man. But it was cool. And, yeah, those sites are kind of funny. I don't know.
They're kind of all the same, and they're boring.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I still get a lot of chat on them, so it's okay.
Yeah, you do. Damn, people are like, oh my god, it's FLA Bear Cub 77! Oh my god, the famous podcast star! Oh my god, orgasm! Ah!
Exactly like that.
Exactly like that. Just as gay, too. Well, and then you get the guys who are like, hey man, you're pretty. You know, like...
You want to spread your ass cheeks for daddy? Show me that rosebud.
You want me to get my shovel out? It's wrapped in leather, bitch. You know, like, what? What?
Where's the poppers?
I know, shit. I know, right? Yeah. Don't make me get my weed whacker out, cocksucker. It's so true, though. And it's funny, I wish somebody would make, like, humorous porn. Because porn is already kind of humorous, but I think if they made, like, comedy porn, you could jack off and laugh your ass off at the same time.
Right.
You know, you could get off both ways. But, I really didn't know the whole rundown of James's his business.
His operation.
His operation. Yeah, you know, it's like a G.I. Joe porn thing. It's pretty cool. When he was talking about it on the Bear podcast, he sounded like, you know, when they interview, like, I don't know, you know, Jay-Z or something. They're like, yeah, man, you know, man, you know what I'm saying? We got, you know, stuff going on this year. It's going to be the shit, man. It's going to be bomb diggity. You know what I'm talking about? And it's like, I was like, shit, man, he's got some shit going on if he can talk like that. Because, you know, only people that get up to that point and make money doing something like entertainment or, you know, it's like, only they talk like that. And I thought that was really cool. And he seems like a rad guy. He seems like totally cool. And he helped me out picking out like a present for you, which I still have to get actually, because I mean, we talked about it. It was kind of too much money, but.
Right. But, and he told me all about it. And he was like, God, because I told him that you said you were going to buy it for me. And I said, no, you're not buying that for me. He's like, God damn it. What the fuck? I told him not to tell you.
No, I know, but I couldn't figure out, because they didn't have that one at the Guitar Center, mm-hmm. like the one that you were looking for, because we were in a different state, or, you know, we were here mm-hmm. in Phoenix, so, but yeah, he really helped out a lot, and he seems like a really cool guy, and I know, like, I'm just waiting for the question, like, so Herb, you ever been in a porn before? I know, good old close, just like that.
And you're going to be like, yeah, five of them.
I'm like, they're on Bigger Shitty, okay?
Bigger Shitty.
Yeah. That's what my friend calls it. But yeah, I thought that was really interesting. I just think that's cool. And I think it's hooray for him for being with, what's his name, Albert?
Albert.
His partner?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for how many years?
11 or 12 years, something like that.
That is fucking awesome. That is like, applause, you know? That's amazing. We need a little applause cue right there.
We have that, but until I get my mixer, we really can't play it.
Right. Because it doesn't sound right.
Right. But, so we're at 40 minutes. That's okay. A long show. I think it's time to end.
Are we outie?
Yeah, I think we're outsies.
Okay.
We gotta have a phone conversation.
Oh. I'll call up James and get the camera rolling.
Uh-oh.
All right, so everybody, thank you for hopefully accepting me onto the show as kind of a permanent thing, I guess. I'm going to try to do the best I can to get Foul Monkeys on the ball, rolling and rolling. You know,
rolling,
you know,
rolling, rolling.
You know, man, we're going to have some cool shit going on, man. I got your website right here. I got your MySpace, man. It's going to be the bomb.
You sound like one of those people that sell fake watches on the side of the road.
Oh, shit. I'm not Middle Eastern. I'm just playing. Hey, it's Foul Monkeys, man. Fuck you.
I want to remind everyone to go to the website, www.foulmonkeys.com, which will be updated soon. Herb's going to be working on that stuff. Also, email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. We want your damn comments, good or bad. If you want to call and tell Herb how much of he's a slut, then do it. I mean,
if you want to
call Herb and tell him how much of a sweetheart he is, do it.
And if you want to contact me about those five pornographic films that I have been in, just let me know, because I can send them right to you. for a low cost of $19.99, you know, for a portion of 3 months.
Shoot higher. We're doing this for free.
Oh, shit.
We'll do $39.99.
Yeah, and then pretty soon I'll have commercials like Matthew Lesko, and I can be like, you know, get the porn you've always wanted! You know that guy with the question mark shirt?
Right.
He looks like the Riddler.
Yeah. All right. Also, I want everybody to know that you can contact me on AIM at FM Ricky B, and Herb will probably start his own little AIM thing for Foul Monkeys.
I can use the one I've got. Anybody can contact me at Herb Sig. It's H-E-R-B-C-I-G. It has nothing to do with pot or cigarettes, but you can think so if you like.
Is that AIM or Yahoo?
That is AIM and Yahoo. Oh, and okay. MySpace and pretty much everything. Bear 411, Bear WW, wherever you're at, pretty much.
Now listen here, bitches. If you go on Bear 411 and you start messaging him, you're in fucking trouble. Oh my god, I sound like Joe.
Don't worry, I won't tell.
So, yeah, so we did website. Oh, go to the MySpace page, because Herb's going to be working on that too. Unfortunately, Gay's Okay, which is now Angry Goatee, had to stop doing the MySpace page. But I appreciate everything he did for us, and I hope he's still listening to the show. He's going through a little rough time too. But I had a talk with him the other night, and I think he's feeling a whole lot better. So,
rough call us suck, Angry bitches. Goatee. Yeah,
and I think that's about it. Anything else you want to add?
I just want to say Happy New Year to everybody. Rough times suck. I know how it goes. Trust me. But it is 2000 and motherfucking 7, and we can make this year rock the Casbah.
Okay, with that being said, we're out of here.
Peace.
Later.